ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
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 ज्ञानतिमिरान्तस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुर्वन्मिलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदा माह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिका। जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौरभक्तवृन्द। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। मूकं करोति वाचालं पङ्गुं लङ्घायते गिरिं यत्कृपादमहं वन्दे श्रीगुरुं दिनदारिणं परमानन्दमाधवं श्रीचैतन्य ईश्वरं नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेद्। शृण्वतं स्वकथा कृष्ण पुण्यश्रवणकीर्तनं हृदयन्तस्तो हि अभद्राणि विदुनोति सुहृत्सदां नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया। भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिके। कृष्ण reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, canto 4, chapter 22. The title of the chapter is Prithu Maharaja's meeting with the Kumaras. Text number 20. Asti eva rajan bhavato madudvisha padaravindasya गुणानुवादने रतेर दुरापा विदनोति नैष्टिके कामां कषायं मलं अंतर आत्मनः। अस्ति एव राजान् भवतो मधुद्विषा। अस्ति एव राजन् भवतो मधुद्विषा। आधारविन्दस्य गुणानुवादने आधारविन्दस्य गुणानुवादने रतिर्दुराप विदुनोति नैष्टिके रतिर्दुराप विदुनोति नैष्टिके कामं कषायं मलमन्तरात्मनः। कामं कषायं मलमन्तरात्मनः। अस्ति दरिस् एव सटन्लि राजन् ओ किङ्ग् भवता युवर् मधुद्विषा आफ् द लार्ड् पाद अरविन्दस्य of the lotus feet gunanuvadane in glorifying rati attachment durapa very difficult vidunoti washes naishtiki unflinching kamam lusty kashayam the embellishment of lusty desire malam dirty anta atmanaha From the core of the heart.
From the core of the heart.
Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Sanat Kumara continued, my dear king, you already have an inclination to glorify the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Such attachment is very difficult to achieve. But when one has attained such unflinching faith in the Lord, it automatically cleanses lusty desires from the core of the heart. Translation responsively, please. Sanat Kumara continued.
Sanat Kumara continued.
My dear king,
you
already have an inclination to glorify the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Such attachment
is very difficult to achieve. But when one has attained such unflinching faith in the Lord, it automatically cleanses lusty desires from the core of the heart. For quote by Srila Prabhupada. Satam prasangam mama virya samvito bhavati hrit karna rasayanakata tadjoshanata svapavarga vatmani shraddharatir bhaktir anukramishyati. Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd canto, 25th chapter, 25th sloka. By association with devotees, dirty things within the heart of a materialistic man are gradually washed away by the grace of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As silver becomes shiny by being polished, the heart of the materialistic person is cleansed of lusty desires by the good association of devotees. Actually, the living being has no connection with this material enjoyment nor with the lusty desires. He is simply imagining or dreaming while asleep. But by the association of pure devotees, he is awakened, and immediately the spirit soul is situated in his own glory by understanding his constitutional position as the eternal servant of the Lord. Prithu Maharaj was already a self-realized soul. Therefore, he had a natural inclination to glorify the activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And the Kumaras assured him that there was no chance of his falling victim to the illusory energy of the Supreme Lord. In other words, the process of hearing and chanting about the glories of the Lord is only means to clarify the heart of material contamination. By the process of karma, jnana and yoga, no one will succeed in driving away contaminations from the heart. But once a person takes to the shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord by devotional service, automatically all dirty things in the heart are removed without difficulty. Asti eva rajan bhavato madudvisha padara vindasya gunanuvadane ratir dhurapa vidunoti naishtiki kamam kashayam malamantaratmanaha. Sanat Kumara continued, my dear king, you already have an inclination to glorify the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Such attachment is very difficult to achieve, but when one has attained such unflinching faith in the Lord, it automatically cleanses lusty desires from the core of the heart. So here, we are having two personalities talking. One person, Sanat Kumaras. Not one person, that is Sanat Kumaras, Chatush Kumaras. The other person is also Prithu Maharaj. Both of them are not ordinary persons. Both of them are great devotees. They are Sakti Vesha Avatar. It's a great personality, Sanat Kumaras. And as a great personality, so look at that, the loving exchanges between them. See, the first so many slokas, we got the glorification of Sanat Kumaras. How great the Sanat Kumaras have very kindly appeared in this place. Actually, Prithu Maharaj is also equally a Sakti Avash Avatar. He is a great personality, not ordinary person. Still, the etiquette is when a great personality comes, this is the way to glorify. Sometimes when we see in Srimad Bhagavatam, when Lord Krishna appears in the scene, so all the different devatas, they all offer different prayers actually, glorification. in glory. Because this glorification is very, very essential, and it is the foundation of our devotional life. Glorification. Because why we came to this material world? Any idea? All the small pandits are there, big pandits are here. Why did we come to this material world?
Forgetfulness of
Krishna. Why did Krishna send us here? Because? Yeah, no, we have to serve him. Why did we come in the first place? Because we were envious of Krishna. Forgetfulness also correct. Yeah. Because we are envious of Krishna. Because Icha Dvesha Samudena Dhanda Mohena Bharata. Icha Dvesha Samudena Dhanda Mohena Bharata. So we are put into this material world because we are envious of Krishna. Because in Vaikuntha, you're sitting there and you can't envy Krishna also, or Lord Vishnu also, correct? Because you are like your father is supplying everything, but still you are envious of him. It doesn't work like that. Because Krishna created this material world to exercise our envy. Okay, you go here in the material world, you try to exercise your free will and try to enjoy and see whether there is enjoyment is there or not. You have to find out. We are on an excursion here. We are an exploring mission here to find out where is the happiness actually. We have been given a term, 100 years or 70 years, 80 years. A term is given. Okay, you go and explore whether there is happiness here or not. You find out. Because the whole point is we are envious of Krishna, and that is why we are put into this material world. So now, this is the process by reversing. How to reverse certain things? You know? Sometimes you have some problem, you take antibiotics, so that reverses the thing. Whatever. Same way, here in the material world, Krishna, when he put us into the material world, he didn't leave us high and dry. He has given a formula how to get out of this also. Correct? Otherwise, what is the point? I am going to stay in the material world eternally. I am going to rot here. Then Krishna is not kind. Krishna is very kind. Krishna is very kind. That is why he has given the process by which we can, the dirt, all the dirt. Because the envy, what is the envy? Envy is because Krishna is the enjoyer. Why Krishna only should be the enjoyer? Why I can't be the enjoyer? That is the envy. I should be the enjoyer. Why only Krishna should be the enjoyer? Yeah, we are also enjoyer, because when Krishna enjoys, automatically we also get enjoyment. When you pour water in the root of the tree, the whole tree gets nourished. When you put food in the stomach, the whole body gets nourished. Same way, when you offer your worship to Krishna, when you serve Krishna, automatically the whole jagat becomes satisfied. Yasmin tushte, jagat tushte. Everybody is satisfied. So to understand that, we are here. So the remedy for the envy is glorification. The remedy for envy is glorification. Because sometimes we are envious. So, but when we understand the personality, oh, this is the person, it's not automatic, it's not an ordinary person, this is the person which we have to serve. Then automatically the first awe and reverence comes. Immediately the love doesn't come. Awe and reverence. Oh, it's Vishnu. Oh, he is there. He is all Panthastu Kodi Sadavatsara Sampragamyo. When we read all these things, then oh, such a great personality. Oh, such a great person we are worshipping. So then automatically the awe and reverence, and then worship, and then glorification, everything starts like that. So the glorification is very important actually. Now glorification of whom? That is another question. Glorification of the Supreme Lord. Not this glorification of this cricket star, movie star, that star. Because we have the glorification propensity is there within us. We have the propensity. What is in the newspaper, what is in the radio, television, same thing. They are glorifying something, glorifying a product, glorifying a person, glorifying a thing. That is what they are doing. The whole 24/7, the same activity is happening. Glorifying, glorifying, glorifying. But only thing is, we have to somehow understand how to dovetail this glorifying person propensity, not to just to glorify the materialistic things, glorify the Supreme Lord, who is the cause of all causes. Then that glory becomes very valuable. So that is what happening here in this sloka, where Sanat Kumaras are saying, my dear king, you already have an inclination to glorify the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So he has an inclination already. It is not very easy. Bhakti is not very easy. Nectar of devotion we study, correct? What are the characteristics of bhakti? There are six characteristics of bhakti. All the pandits are here. Six characteristics of bhakti. What is one characteristic of bhakti? Sudurlabha. Bhakti is sudurlabha. Sudurlabha means very rarely achieved. But we take it for granted. It's here, I'm here. But bhakti is very rare. Pure bhakti, talking about pure bhakti, is very, very rare. Sudurlabha. So bhakti is sudurlabha. And here Sanat Kumaras are saying, my dear king, you have a natural inclination to glorify the Supreme Lord because he has been coming in the disciplic line, and also he has been his great forefather. So he has already the capacity, already has the natural tendency to glorify the Supreme Lord. He is taking and he is propagating the mission of the bhakti, bhakti yoga. That is what Prithu Maharaj is doing. So here Sanat Kumaras are glorifying that. And Srila Prabhupada quotes here the sloka from the Srimad Bhagavatam 3rd canto, which is Kapila Dev speaking. It says, Satam prasangam mamavirya samvito bhavanti hrit karna rasayana kata tad joshanat as apavarga vartvani shraddha ratir bhaktir anukramishyati. So what is the translation here? Prabhupada says, in the association of pure devotees, discussion of the pastimes and activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is very pleasing and satisfying to the ear and the heart. By cultivating such knowledge, one gradually becomes advanced on the path of liberation, and thereafter he is freed and his attraction becomes fixed. Then real devotion and devotional service begin. So this is the beauty. The beauty is that the Supreme Lord is there and the Supreme Lord glories are there. But only in the association of devotees, this becomes more relishable. Sometimes people read Srimad Bhagavatam also, just alone, in the association of their own this thing. But the relishment is not there. Because why? Because here the devotees, they realize Supreme Personality of Godhead is also Bhagavan, and how to render devotionals. As long as there is no opportunity to render devotional service, then there is no progress actually. We may understand, Paramatma is there. We may understand all other features of Brahman feature is there. All these things are there. But this happens only in the association of devotees. That's why Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Machita, Madgata Prana, Bodhayanta Parasparam, Kathayantascha Mam Nitya, Tushyanticha, Ramanticha. This happens only in the association of devotees. Otherwise, outside, they keep on talking about so many things. They are talking about the stock, real estate, that market, this market. They keep on talking about that. Nobody talks about exclusively about how to develop our devotion to Krishna. They don't talk about it. The subject matter does not arise. They have so many subject matter to discuss. That's why Sukadeva Goswami says, Nanam Shanti Sahasrasa Apashyatam Atma Tattvam. When the Atma Tattva is not known, then they have thousands of subject matter to discuss. But the main subject matter which is to be discussed is this subject matter. Atma Tattvam Griheshu Grihamedinam. So that subject matter is not touched upon. That is why the whole energy is wasted. So, but in the association of devotees, this is what Srila Prabhupada says here. The process of advancing in Krishna consciousness and devotional service is described here. The first point is that one must seek the association of devotees who are Krishna conscious and who engage in devotional service. So that Sangha is very needed. Only in the Sangha of devotees, only in the association of devotees, the message of Krishna becomes relishable. Relishable means we will hear. Otherwise also we will hear. Not that we are going to close the ears. But the taste, the ruchi, that doesn't happen. So that's why in the development of devotional service, there are 9 steps are there. Atosraddha. Basic faith is there. Atosraddha. Then immediately what happened? Atosraddha. Sadhu Sangha. The Sadhu Sangha has to happen. If Sadhu Sangha does not happen, then there is no much progress actually. Very difficult. Only that Sadhu Sangha, even great personality like Sanat Kumar, they are great personalities. Even the great personalities, they have to take some Sangha, then only they can come to pure devotion. Correct? We all know. So they were like Brahmavadis. No? They were just attracted only to the Brahman teacher. But when they smelt the tulasi leaves offered to the Lord Vishnu, then they got devotion. Completely there. So that is why the Sangha is very much needed. Sangha is not just needed only in the neophyte stage. Sangha is needed even up to the advanced stage. Even somebody is in the prema level, there also the Sangha is needed. Like in Narada Muni. All the great personality, Yudhishthira Maharaj, Parikshit Maharaj, Sukadeva Goswami, they are great personalities. And still, and like what to talk of Sanat Kumaras. Sanat Kumaras are like exalted personalities. They also need association. So that is why the Sadhu Sangha does not stop in any place. It continues. It continues forever. It's like sometimes you have follow the process of Jnana Yoga, you follow the process of Karma Yoga, then after that one day you have to give it up. You have to give it up, go further. No, but in case of Bhakti, you don't give up anything. Bhakti has to continue. Whatever we are doing at the sadhana level, and then next level, bhava level, prema level, the same thing has to continue. It's not that, okay, now I have become prema bhakta, then I don't have to follow the process. No, still you have to follow the process. Still you have to worship the Lord. Still you have to glorify the Lord. Everything has to happen. That's a kirtanam. When we say kirtan, what is kirtan? Most of the time we think kirtan means like playing the drums and mridaga karta. Yeah, that is also kirtan. Kirtana, the root word is kirti. Kirti means glory. Glory. Whose glory? The Supreme Lord's glory. That this is the whole Srimad Bhagavatam and all these Vedic literatures are full of glorification of the Lord. Glorification of the activities of the Lord. Narasimhadeva, Prahlad Maharaj, Bali Maharaj, and also Prithu Maharaj also. And also we have a Vamanadev, Trivikrama. All these activities are called Urukrama. Urukrama means there are two karmas. Urukrama or Ugrakarma. What we find in the material world, Ugrakarma. Ugrakarma means all this laborious, demoniac work. But Urukrama means wonderful activities. Those activities have to be glorified. If those activities are glorified, then what is the result? Whatever the kalmasha, whatever the things are, kama, lobha, mada, matsarya, dambha, all these things, all the contamination in the heart are washed away. That is why when every day morning when we read Srimad Bhagavatam, we recite this prayer. What is the prayer? Sinvatam swa katha krishna punya shravana kirtanam hridayantastohi abhadrani. Hridayantastohi abhadrani means the hridaya, lot of abhadras are there. The abhadra, all these unwanted things. These things are not part of our heart. Doesn't have to be there, but still sitting there. Why? Hridayantastohi abhadrani vidunoti suhrut satam. Vidunoti, vidunoti means washed away. They are washed away. How? Shinvatam swa katha krishna. When we hear about the Supreme Lord and His wonderful activities, then by constantly hearing, what happens is then we awaken our relationship, last relationship. And then we understand, oh, this is the Supreme Lord we have to serve. This is the Supreme Lord we have to dedicate our lives. Then it becomes completely transcendental. So that is what, why Srila Prabhupada instituted this Nityam Bhagavata Seva. Nityam Bhagavata Seva is for that purpose. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Then next sloka says, Kashta Prayeshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Sloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki. This, all these words, each word is very very, Prabhupada uses very very nicely. See, Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki. Naishtiki means very fixed. If somebody follows the process, then what will happen? Bhavad Bhakti Naishtiki. This Naishtiki means that his the bhakti will be established in the heart as an irrevocable fact. Irrevocable. That means you cannot pull that out. That's what we want actually. We want something which is very permanent actually. We don't want something like today I am in the very good mood and then tomorrow again. Nothing. No, not like that. We have to be always high. Prabhupada says, always you have to be high. Always high is possible by this process. Nashta prayeshu avadreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya bhagavati uttama sloke. Uttama sloka. Uttama sloka means the Lord who is praised with the choicest poetry. Uttama sloka. Uttamas bhagavati uttama sloke bhaktir bhavati naishtiki. Bhakti is established in the heart of that devotee as an irrevocable fact. This is what we want. That's why this sloka we are reading where Prithu Maharaj is saying, Sanat Kumaras are saying, By association with the devotees, dirty things within the heart of a materialistic man are gradually washed away by the grace of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is like we need the mercy of the Lord all the time. It's not that okay, we have achieved mercy of the Lord, because Lord is situated within the heart as a Paramatma. He sees the desire of the devotee. Yes, you want to make some advancement, immediately Lord gives them all the arrangement. That is why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Bhi. Guru Krishna. We need association of Sadhu, Sadhu Sangha, and then in the association of Sadhu Sangha, then Krishna gives more and more understanding, more and more relishment. Krishna is giving. So that is why it's very, very important that if somebody, that's why Srila Prabhupada makes a statement in Srimad Bhagavatam, if somebody thinks they can make advancement in the away from the association of devotees, the Krishna conscious devotees, they are in hallucination. It's a very big statement. Because somebody thinks, okay, I am alone, I can go alone, I can sit in a room and I can read Bhagavad Gita, I can read Bhagavatam, I can still make advancement, then Srila Prabhupada calls it hallucination. Why? Because the Maya will trick us. But in the association of devotees, we are always protected. This association of devotees is a protection actually. It is a protection. Devotees will guide us. Devotees will correct us. We are not beyond correction. We are not reached that stage. We can't reach that stage also. Because we can be corrected. Great personality. The great personality is Bharat Maharaj. What stage Bharat Maharaj was there? Bhava stage. Bhava stage is just like one step before prema. One stage before prema. One stage before prema. Even great personality like Bharat Maharaj can sometimes forget certain things. What can we talk about? We are here in the material for young section. That's why sometimes Prabhupada says, Srila Prabhupada, sometimes we are in Maya. Prabhupada says, corrected. No, most of the time we are in Maya only. Sometimes only we are in Krishna consciousness. So it's the other way around. Devotee asks the question, Srila Prabhupada immediately corrected. No, sometimes we are not in Maya. Most of the time we are in Maya. Sometimes just the Maya's the wheel reveals, then we become little bit Krishna conscious actually. So we have to understand. So this is what we have to do. Great personalities like Bharat Maharaj. So what to talk of us? We have to take care. We need to have association. We need to have some kind of guidance. We should not think that, like Srila Prabhupada, even when he was building big projects, sometimes he used to ask his disciples, what do you think? The spiritual master does not have to get the opinion from his. But Srila Prabhupada used to ask, because yeah, you have some capacity, you have some knowledge, so that knowledge can be used in Krishna's service. So Srila Prabhupada used to ask. So the consultation is needed. If somebody thinks I am beyond consultation, I do not have to consult anyone, I can do anything on my own, then it is a recipe for disaster. So that's why we have to be very careful. Here, Srila Prabhupada continues here, as silver becomes shiny by being polished, the heart of a materialistic person is cleansed of lusty desires by the good association of devotees. All the Matajis will have a very wonderful realization, because sometimes the silver vessel, brass vessel, will come to this paraphernalia room, will be sometimes very, not that clean. But here in this temple, everything is clean. There is no need of work. Because sometimes, like here, everyday cleaning is happening. So, Nityam Bhagavata Seva. That's even the vessels also getting cleaned nicely. But sometimes, if you don't clean, that will become all the dirt will form. And then they put the brass or whatever the silver, whatever that thing that they clean. Same way, the heart also, we have a lot of things. Accumulation. Not only one life, many, many lifetimes accumulation is there. Kama, Krodha, Lobha, Moga, Mother. Big list is there. What are the things we should not be inside, should be thrown out, but they are sitting there. What is to be inside, that is staying outside. Krishna Bhakti is staying outside. All unwanted things are sitting inside. So what we have to do is, we have to do this process of devotional service. That is why it is mentioned here, as silver becomes shiny by being polished, the heart of a materialistic person is cleansed of lusty desires by the good association. By the good association, what happens is, when you associate with devotees, something sticks also. Like we associate with advanced devotees. Because of their devotion, we also get little bit sticks. Like when you put ghee, na? Ghee somewhere, na? That the ghee is sticking a little bit. Na? After you wash also a little bit of sticking. The same way bhakti also, by just associating with advanced devotees, we also get the inspiration, we also get the mercy of the Lord, mercy of the devotees. So that way, the association of devotees is always needed. And Srila Prabhupada continues here, actually the living being has no connection with the material enjoyment nor with lusty desires. So this is the constitutional position of the living entity is mentioned in the Vedas, asangoyam purusha, hi purusha, asangoyam. We don't have any connection with this materialistic nature. But we have identified ourselves with this body, that is where all the problems are. Ahankar, they say ahankar. Na? The ahankar is the connection between the soul and the body. Ahankar is the connection that only establishes. That is why most of the people, they say, when you have to give up this materialistic way of life, you have to go to devotional life, you have to give up this ahankar. We have a real identity is there. As Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Jivera Swarupohoi, Nityera Krishna Das. Nityera Krishna Das. That is our real identity. Not that I am master of this universe, but I am the servant of that Krishna. Jivera Swarupoi, Krishnera Nitya Das. I am the servant of Lord Krishna. Eternally I am servant of Lord Krishna. Not today I am servant. Tomorrow, one day I will become, I will do my exercise and tomorrow I will become master. No, we will be always servant only. That is our constitutional position. The constitutional position of water is fluidity. Constitutional position of chili, it has to be hot. Constitutional position of sugar is sweet. The same way, the constitutional position of the living entity is to be serving Krishna or serving the Supreme Lord. That is the constitutional position. If that constitutional position is changed and thinking that I am the master, then that is illusion. That is what happening. When we come to this material world, we come with the motive that I am the enjoyer, I am the proprietor, I am the controller. But Krishna says differently. Bhoktaram, Yajna Tapasam, Sarva Lokamaya. You say, I am the proprietor, I am the enjoyer, I am everything. Ki Krishna is saying like that. So when there is a conflict of interest, that's why we are put into this material world. So we have to clarify that. We have to reconcile that. We have to come to the understanding of the fact that I am not the controller, I am not the master, I am a cooperator, I am a servant. Then, okay, now you go back to God. That is what happened. So that is why the sadhana bhakti, from sadhana, then what happens? Atho shraddha, sadhu sangha, bhajana kriya, anartha nivritti syat, then? Nishta, then? Asakti, ruchi, asakti, then bhava and then prema. Slowly, it's a slowly. Pratur, bradur, bhave. It's not like immediately one day here and the next day immediately prema. No, it doesn't happen. For some exalted personalities may happen. But for us, standard process. Standard process. In office also they say standard process. SOE. Everywhere the SOE. SOE is a standard operating procedure. Everything we have to follow like that only. So here also we follow that. And Srila Prabhupada says in the purport, this by the association of pure devotees he is awakened and immediately the spirit soul is situated in his own glory by understanding his constitutional position as the eternal servant of the Lord. So this eternal servant of the Lord is not an ordinary position. Sometimes we think I am servant of the Lord. One reporter asked Srila Prabhupada, are you God? And Prabhupada said, no, I am not God. I am servant of God. Then Prabhupada immediately corrected after a few seconds. No, I am not even servant of God. I am trying to be servant of God. I am trying to be servant. Who are servants of God? Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, Prahlad Maharaj, Dhruva Maharaj, Parikshit Maharaj, Ambarishma. They are all servants of the Lord. So when we say we are servant of the Lord, that means we are not servant of the Lord. We are trying to be servant of the Lord. That's it. We are not really servant of the Lord. We are trying. That is why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gopi Parthu Padakamalayo Dasa Dasanu Dasanu Das. That is our position. We can't even, servant of the Lord is a great privilege, great this thing. Narada Muni, Ambarish Maharaj, Prahlad Maharaj, Dhruva Maharaj, they are all servants of the Lord. We are following in that footstep. Mahajana yena katasya panta. By following the footsteps, we also want to become, one day, we want to become a servant and servant and servant of the Lord. That is what our aspiration. Our aspiration is not just to become servant of the Lord. Our aspiration is to become servant of the servant of the servant of the servant of the Lord. Then there is some meaning to that. Because otherwise, Krishna, I am here. Oh, there is no pariche. But if you go, my dear Lord, am here following the footsteps of all Brahma, Madhva, all the Acharya. Oh, then there is some Parichaya. So whenever you go, you talk to someone, you give your Parichaya. Parichaya means you introduction. What is our introduction, Vijay? I am such and such standing here. So who cares? No, like, but if you say, I am this, that person, you are connected to that person. Then there is some meaning. Then there you are immediately admitted. Same way, the spiritual world also. That is why we need to have some connection. We need to have connection with pure devotees. We need to have connection with the acharyas. All these things are needed. It is not that like, I'll just go straight away, I'm going to see the president. I can just go and meet him. I'm going to meet the prime minister. You can't, even the material world, you can't do that. Can you? You just want to go, I want to go and see the prime minister. Just, no, give me the appointment. No. You have to go through the process, under-secretary, joint secretary, all these different levels, and here, and then after that, one day you'll, but if a prime minister wants to see you, it's very easy. Just one phone call, the whole fellow will come here and take you and meet him. Same way, that's why Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasi Maharaj say, don't want to see God. No, I'm not interested in seeing God. What do you want to do then? You want to engage in His service, do activities in the glorification, in the pleasure of the Lord. So Lord wants to see you. You behave in such a way, Lord wants to see you. We are not interested in just, okay, show me God, then only I am going to chant Hare Krishna, then only I will begin mala. No, it's never happened. But you perform devotional service, then, oh, here in Melbourne is one devotee, let me go and give his mercy, my mercy to him, let me go and see him, then it becomes, process becomes very easy. Same way, you want to see the Prime Minister and the Prime Minister want to see you. Two things, the process, somebody has to see. But if you want to do, then so much endeavor. But that person wants to do, it's easy. Same way, that way we have to also, we engage in devotional service. Pure devotional service. Anya vilashita sunyam, jnana karmati anavritam, anukulena krishna anusilanam bhakti uttama. Uttama bhakti, we have to aim for uttama bhakti. Not just like a little bit of that one, little bit of here, little bit of there. Okay, that is also good. It's better than not doing anything. but the best thing is having come so closer to Prabhupada, having come so closer to deities, closer to Radha Vallabha, Gornita, Jagannath. Why do we want to just hang around and want to, little bit of another few years, few lifetimes will not matter. No, why? At least if we can fix it now, when we are here, then at least, then we can go back home, back to Godhead. This life only. Why you want to wait next? What is there next actually? Why do you have to wait for the next one and let me see? As if there is something big, more things will change. What? Nothing is going to be. Same thing. Punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam. Punarapi janani, jataresha. Same thing will happen. Same thing. Puna charvita charvanana. Prahlad Maharaj says in Srimad Bhagavatam, chewing the chur. Same thing we are chewing. Like sometimes, here doesn't happen, the Ganneka ras, the sugarcane juice, they will do, sugarcane juice they will make. They practically, that machine will take, even the 0.1% also won't be there, that juice will not be there, they will put everything. And then when they put that thing outside, immediately there's some, pigs will come. Oh, I see some rust there. What is the rust there? There is nothing there. Already the fellow has taken everything. But still, after that, another animal will come. Oh, there is some rasa there. There is no rasa there. So, we have to come to the conclusion. Yes, this is, other than the glorification of the Lord, other than engagement, devotion, service of the Lord, there is no rasa. There is no rasa there. Well, we are all, everybody is thinking, you go to office Monday, oh, yeah, I had a good time. What good time you had? The whole weekend it was raining, I was sitting and painting somewhere. This is a, I made a good time. Like most other, this all they make us believe. They make us think I am enjoying life. This is like more of a show off actually. We had a good time. What is good time? This is a good time. This is a good time for now, good time for later, good time for the future, and good time for going back home, back to garden. This is a good time. The time spent. Ayur Harati Vaipumsam. This is sloka in Srimad Bhagavatam. Any kshana, this is time is rising. Sun is rising, sun is setting. Time is counted. Until otherwise we use the time in the service of the Uttama Sloka, in the glorification of the Uttama Sloka, glorification of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then the time goes like that only. Vyartha. Vyartha. Time goes like Avyartha Kalattam. The time goes like that only. So that is why Krishna, having come to this material world, having gotten this all these advantages, again will be there or not there, we don't know. Yes, Srila Prabhupada said, this movement will be there 10,000 years. Yes, that's fact. But why do you want to take a chance? Why do you want to? What is there? What are we trading? Sometimes you trade, like you have one some minor car you give and you get a bigger car, that's all right. But you have a bigger car and you get a some old this thing, what is the use actually? Same way, we don't want to trade in our spiritual life for the whatever little bit of a glittering material happiness we want to get here. Very glittering, very very. This is like what is like a 5 years ago. What was that? Now this is, because it's like a, they say, no, like a what is that? Love at the first sight and divorce at the first fight. Like this, they have. They just look at them and then after that, like oh yeah, we are the ideal thing. All then after 1 year only everything gone. What is? Because this all like it just only depends on the bodily platform. Instead, if you are on the soul platform, you will think, is this going to work out? Now, in the same way, we have to also, the devotional life, this is, even though it will be difficult actually, devotional life is, I am not saying easy, always easy, there will be some austerity, minor austerity. Sometimes you have to eat pizza, lasagna, sometimes you have to say halwa, pakoda, all this is difficult, very difficult. So, these are the things you have to do. Sometimes you have to do these things, this type of austerities you have to perform. These austerities you have to perform, that's it. And no problem. What is the other problem? You have to get, if you want to eat other things, then you get all these different big list of unmentionable diseases. All these things are coming. So that is why you have to be intelligent enough. Having come to this material world, having gotten this association, how to make it perfect this lifetime only? At least if you make this lifetime, see for example, if somebody studies for the exam, at least he should study and get 100. Then 100 means at least you'll get 70. If I'm going to get only 70, you'll get only 50. If I am going to say I am going to aim only 50, then it will fail. So at least we have to have the aim that at least this lifetime only will go back home, back to Godhead by the mercy of Prabhupada, by the mercy of Acharyas, at least some few other lifetimes later we may go. But if we have aim that, oh, what is this Vaikuntha, Goloka is all there, now let me try to enjoy life, then we'll never go. Sometimes when we go give Bhagavad Gita, like Mataji's all go and distribute, they say, oh, Bhagavad Gita is there, Bhagavad Gita, yeah, there's no problem, but that will be there, but you will be gone. Bhagavad Gita will be like that only. Nothing will happen to Bhagavad Gita, nothing will happen to Srimad Bhagavatam. Your turn will be finished and you will go. Before that time comes, better make life serious. That is what wanted. So, Srila Prabhupada, this purport continuing, Lord Prithu Maharaj is already a self-realized soul. Therefore, he had a natural inclination to glorify the activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and the Kumaras assured him that there was no chance of his falling victim to the illusory energy of the Supreme Lord. So, here, it's interesting, Prithu Maharaj is also a great devotee and Sanat Kumaras are glorifying him also. Prithu Maharaj, you are not an ordinary person. You are also a great devotee and you have unflinching devotion to the Supreme, like a Parikshit Maharaj. Correct? Parikshit Maharaj, there are so many questions, like Sukadeva Goswami, he is asking so many questions and glorifying the Lord. So, like same way, Parikshit Maharaj, Prithu Maharaj also, so Sanat Kumara say, you have already a natural inclination. This natural inclination, we has to be, sometimes naturally if it is there is better, but at least we have to develop actually. If it is not there, what can you do? What is not there, like see sometimes people have a, not everybody likes avocado, no? So they say acquired taste, sometimes they acquire the taste. The same way, we don't have inclination for devotional service, but we have to acquire that. That acquirement of that will happen in Sadam Prasangam, when the association of devotees, this will happen. When you associate with devotees, what they do, oh yeah, why can't I do also? Oh, let me try also. So this way, the devotion starts actually. That is why the association of devotees. So here Prithu Maharaj is also glorified. Sanat Kumaras are like a great type of devotees. They are not just saying that, okay, now I am going to give big upadesh to you. But no, you are already have inclination to hear about the Supreme Lord. So he has inclination. So Parikshit Maharaj also says that. Parikshit Maharaj says in that Sukadev Goswami, he says, Sukadev Goswami says, Tasmad Bharata Sarvatma Bhagavan Ishvaro Harihi Shotavya Kirtitavyasya Smartavyasya Chatabhayam. Tasmad Bharata Sarvatma Bhagavan Ishvaro Hari. He is asking, Parikshit Maharaj is asking, what should be the activity of a person who is just about to die? He is about to die, 7 days. 7 days the time has been given. So he is asking, and Sukadeva Goswami is saying, Tasmad Bharata Sarvatma Bhagavan Ishvaro Hari. Shrotavya Kirtitavyascha. Shrotavya means like you hear about him. Shrotavya Kirtitavyascha. Glorify him. Smartavya. Always remember him. Ichchata Abhayam. Those who want to be free from all this fear. What is that fear? Fear is not just like that materialistic fear. Because fear is like getting back into this material world. That is a real fear. Ichchatam Abhayam. That's why the sloka says Abhaya Charanara Vindare. Abhaya Charanara Bhajahure Mana Srinanda Nandana Abhaya Charanara Vindare. So this is, he is saying, Shrotavya Kirtitavyascha Smartavya Ichchatam Abhayam. Those who desire free from all these material pangs, no more birth, no more death, no more disease, no more old age. Those type of it, what activity they should do? Shrotavya Kirtitavyascha Smartavya Ichchatam Abhayam. So those activities are important. Those activities will give protection. Those activities will give us completely, it will give this thing protection from the whole problem. The whole, again, you don't have to come back to this material world. So, Srila Prabhupada concludes here. In other words, the process of hearing and chanting about the glories of the Lord is the only means to clarify the heart of the material contamination. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Cheto Darpana Marjanam. Cheto Darpanam. This is the process. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama Iva Kevalam. Kalo Nasteva, 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 Gatiranyata. There is no other Gati. If you think, I will do that, I will do this, I will do that, I will do. Nothing will work in this age. Nothing will work. That is why all the sages and the assembly of all the Sukadeva Goswami, Sudha Goswami, they all concluded. All concluded. Kalair Doshan Ide Rajan Astihi Ega Mahan Gunaha Kirtanat Eva Krishnasya Mukta Sangha Paramache. Kirtanat Eva Krishna. That is the only process will work. Nothing will work. Why? This is a Kali Yuga. Kriteya Dhyayato Vishnum Tretayam Yajato Makai Dhapare Paricharyayam Kalotat Harikirtana. The Harikirtana only will work in this Yuga. Other processes are there for other Yugas, not for this Yuga. So we have to be very, very clear what process to follow. Glorification of the Lord. Kirtan, when you say Kirtan, that is a glorification. When we chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare, it's a glorification of the Lord. We are praying to the Lord. We are all the wonderful qualities of Rama, Rupa, Guna, Leela. When we talk about the Lord, the different pastimes of the Lord, when we glorify how our Lord is wonderful, how Lord Krishna is wonderful. Sometimes there is one pastime where Lord, this one devotee, he faints actually. He thinks, Lord, if this putana came to give you poison and want to kill you, and then you killed her and then gave the benediction that to become your mother. Like the same status like a mother. Matru. Because Krishna is so wonderful. Can you imagine in this one, somebody throws stone at you or somebody puts a garland on you, will you treat them equally? No. You will have, hey, you did this, you will keep that for yangs actually. But Krishna, when somebody comes and glorifies, that's good. And another person comes and tries to kill him. Yeah, you came. Krishna sees the mood, bhava. Krishna is called bhava grahi janardhan. Krishna is called bhava grahi janardhan. Bhava, with what bhava? She came with the bhava that, yeah, I want to feed Krishna milk. Okay, another thing is she came with poison. That is a disqualification. But main qualification is you wanted to serve Krishna. So Krishna still gave her the benefit of Krishna consciousness. So that is our Krishna. So if you think all these things, this is the Lord I am surrendering to, this is the Lord I am worshipping, then there is no hesitation. Why should I hesitate? Why should if they say sometimes Srimad Bhagavatam says only the who will be the fool, who will be the person who will be surrendering to someone else. So here the Supreme Lord is ready to give you everything and he is taking care of everything. And this is like Ananyas Chintayantramam Ejana Paryupasate Tesham Nityabhi Yuktanam Yoga Kshema Vaham. He looks after everything completely. Somebody surrenders to him, say, I'll look after you. I will completely indemnify you from all this sinful reaction. Who can say that? So that Lord, what is the hesitation for surrendering? Yeah, at least we have to try. We have to, it's not surrender, it's not like just one morning, yes, now I am surrendered. It doesn't happen like that. Anukulyasa Sankalpam. వలు ప్రతికూలస్య వర్జనం రక్షిష్యతి ఇది విశ్వాసో వక్తృత్వే వర్ణం తత ఆత్మనిక్షేప కర్పణ్యో సద్విధి శరణాగతి బికాస్ వీ హ్యావ్ టు స్టార్ట్ సమ్ టైమ్ దట్ ఈస్ వై డూయింగ్ థింగ్స్ ఫేవరబుల్ టు కృష్ణ అనుకూల్యస్య సంకల్పం ప్రతికూల్యస్య వర్జనం వాట్ ఎవర్ ఇస్ అన్ఫేవరబుల్ వీ హ్యావ్ టు గివ్ ఇట్ అప్ రక్షిత్యసి విశ్వాసో కృష్ణ ఇస్ ద ప్రొటెక్టర్ కృష్ణ ఇస్ మై మాస్టర్ దట్ టైప్ ఆఫ్ డిటర్మినేషన్ వీ హ్యావ్ టు టెల్ Yeah, I may have insurance, I have everything. But if Krishna does not put a tick, nothing else will work. Krishna has to put a final tick, then only these things will work. If Krishna has decided to take you away, you may have the best of the doctor, best of the medicine, best of the hospital, best of the industry, still you will go away. But if Krishna wants to keep you here, you may have the worst of everything, still you will survive. Well, that is Krishna. Rake Krishna, mare kaun? Mare Krishna, rake kaun? So these type of things should give us an indication to us, this is the Lord we are worshipping, this is the Lord we are glorifying. So this glorifying propensity is there in us. Not that you don't have to do anything new. Instead of glorifying something, 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 Srila Prabhupada says, in the material world, His Excellency, this one, sometimes they call. And Prabhupada, who is glorifying, you have to see. Savir varaha ushtakkarai, samsuddha purushapasu. Because it's all the cows and the asses and the donkeys, they are glorifying somebody. What is the use of that? Somebody may say, his big prime minister has come. But that prime minister may not have any qualification, any quality or any devotional quality. But sometimes in the material world, these people are glorifying. But the real object of glorification, real person who is to be glorified is the Supreme Lord. So if we can do that, then all this is naishtiki. All this vidunoti suhrutsaka nashta prayesha vadreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya bhagavati uttama sloke bhaktir bhavati naishtiki. So Srila Prabhupada concludes the last sentence here. No one will succeed by the process of karma, jnana and yoga. No one will succeed in driving away contamination from the heart. But once a person takes to the shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord by devotional service, automatically all dirty things in the heart are removed without difficulty. Without difficulty. You don't have to do any extra endeavor. Extra, like we discussed about the eating pizza, lasagna, very extra endeavor. You don't have to do anything. Just you have to eat it. Just you have to come and dance. Just you have to bow down. That is devotional service. And if you have, because our surrender to Krishna or our glorification of the Lord, that's just only the glorification, only the word, not the lip service. We have to actively do something for the Lord. Some devotional service. Even though Lord may or may not need our service. This is another thing. Sometimes, I am temple, always I am doing service. Because the Lord is like a Lakshmi Devi, He is serving. And the Lakshmi Devi is like the Vaikuntha is already clean only, but still she is cleansing. What is the need of cleansing? Already Vaikuntha is clean. Same way for us also, that service is for our purification. Lord has thousands and thousands of Sahasra Lakshmis are serving the Lord. Our service is not of much importance. Well, but still Lord gives importance. Why? Because it is offered with love and devotion. Bhakti. The bhakti is added. That is what is important. Not just like Lord is waiting, Lord is hungry. Yeah, Lord is hungry, but he is not like with the bhakti, if somebody is something offering to Lord, then he accepts it. So the whole life, at least in our aim, we should be how to remember the Lord, how to glorify the Lord. This is like Sukadeva Goswami said to Maharaj Parikshit, Tasmad Bharata Sarvatma, Bhagavan Ishwaro Hari, Shotavya, Kirtitavyasya, Smartavya, Ichchatam Abhayam. So we have to keep that. Yes, glorify the Lord, remember the Lord, how to perform that devotion service to the Lord. Then that way we will come out of all these material pangs and then we will attain Krishna Bhakti. So stop here. Are there any questions or comments? Hare Krishna. హరే కృష్ణ. థ్యాంక్ యూ వెరీ మచ్. శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం కి, శ్రీల ప్రభుపాదికి జై.